It's time to talk Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series on the team.
All right, with us right now, bringing his ball club to Grand Junction for the first time as a head coach, Eric Horner, in his third season as a coach of the Johnson County Community College Cavaliers from Overland Park, Kansas. Eric Horner joins us. Eric, appreciate the time. I know we've spoken before, and unfortunately, you didn't get here. I'm glad now we're able to talk, Eric, where you're in Grand Junction. You're here playing in the World Series.
Yeah, we're excited to be here, and I appreciate you having me on.
Well, certainly the path is never easy in the Jayhawk Conference, winning the Plains District, and you had to beat last year's runner-up, Lefty Burroughs and Cali, to get here, taking two out of three in that, and you won the winner-take-all game 11-2. So Tigers never make it easy, but you're able to persevere and get to Grand Junction for your first time as the head coach.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, it's a pretty tough region, and you know, you kind of got to go through Cali, and we had Barton County, who was ranked sixth in the country, out there as well. So when you go to our regional, there's eight teams, and you know, four of the eight or five of the eight have been ranked at some point in time or are currently ranked. So it's a tough one to get through.
Well, there's no doubt that you bring in a really good offensive club into Grand Junction. You're second in batting average in the country, 365. You're first in hits on the season, 706. You're also third in runs scored. You're 11th in runs scored. You're 10th in doubles as well nationally. And in that doubles category, batting average-wise and hits, you're the leader as far as the teams in this year's field for the Alpine Bank Junior College World Series. What's the key to your offensive success with this lineup? Because certainly you have a potent one this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think keys to success is we don't just have one guy. I mean, we've got nine guys that can do it. We've got nine guys with a lot of tools in their tool belt as far as they can hit the ball the other way, hit the ball with the middle, bunt, move guys. So we're kind of an old-school offense where, you know, we get them over and then we get them in. So they've done a pretty good job with executing that all year.
Well, sophomore hitter Ryan Callahan's been really good for you. 54 RBIs, 16 doubles. He's hitting .433. Dagan Brewer's hitting .406. He's got 10 bombs, 48 RBIs. Those two have been really fantastic for you in your lineup this season.
Yeah, for sure. Callahan is no doubt our leader. He's been our four-hole hitter all year long, and I think he's only got two home runs, so there's probably not many four-hole hitters that only have two home runs, but he can do it all. I mean, he's got a really good eye at the plate, and he hits the ball the other way. He sacrificed bunts. I'd probably bet that he leads the country in sacrificed bunts. So he's just a really team-first player, and that's kind of nice to have. And when your best player is a team-first guy, everybody else kind of jumps on board.
With Eric Horner, the coach of Johnson County, Kansas, with us on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. And you got a little speed as well, Eric. 128 stolen bases this season, so you're able to be disruptive on the base paths as well.
Yeah, I mean, we like to put pressure on the other team and force them to get us out. So, you know, we like to bunt, we like to run, we like to hit and run. And, you know, they've done a pretty good job of executing this year with 55 wins as a school record. And we're excited for them.
Eric Horner, coach of the Cavaliers of Johnson County, Kansas, with us today on the Team Sports Network. And we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about your pitching staff. It's a good group, 3.57 ERA from a team standpoint this season. Luke, and correct me if I'm wrong, Eric, Flatta? Luke Flatta?
Yep, Luke Flatta.
Luke Flatta has had a sensational season for you. 2.63 ERA. He's 12-0. He's worked 96 innings for you. That leads your ball club in terms of innings pitched and wins. Give us the book on Luke.
Yeah, I mean, Luke is a command-type pitcher, so he's a left-hander, and he can throw four pitches for strikes in any count, and he's just a tough guy to hit because he throws everything he's got at you, and his best attribute is he competes. There's not a single person that competes more than him, and his will to win has made him pretty successful.
And when you've had games a bit on the line, high-leverage situations, John Chambers has been that guy, hasn't he, for you? Seven saves this season, 1.45 ERA. He's picked up four wins this year. John's been outstanding for you in those roles where you have to close out games.
Yeah, he's definitely been our closer and been extremely successful, and he's not a typical closer to where he's not really a flamethrower, but he can give us multiple innings, and, you know, he's like the right-handed Luke Flatta. He competes his tail off, throws four pitches for strikes, and Nothing that really wows you, but, you know, he'll just out-compete you, and that's, you know, half the battle.
Eric Horner, coach of Johnson County, Kansas, with us in the program. Of course, Ken Shelley coached there for so many years in JCA Coaches Hall of Fame. I'm sure you probably heard from Kent. Some congratulations on making the series.
Yeah, I mean, Kent and I go way back. I was his assistant coach for 17 years. So, you know, he taught me a lot of what I know, and he's kind of the face of the program still because he was there for so long and so successful. And, you know, it was a great working relationship, but I'm just glad the tradition's continuing 3 years later after he's enjoying a well-deserved retirement.
Yeah, I'm a Facebook friend of his, and it seems like it's kind of like instead of where's Waldo, where's Kent? He's all over the globe. It seems traveling. Good for him. I'm glad that he's getting and enjoying his retirement.
Yeah, well deserved, and he's been all over the world. I believe his wife just recently retired, so I expect a lot more posts and a lot more cooler places now that they got a lot of free time on their hands.
Absolutely, we're talking with Eric Horner, coach of Johnson County, Kansas, with us. And the Cavaliers get Shelton State, Alabama, in the 3 o'clock game on Saturday at the Junior College World Series. You look at the numbers offensively for Bobby Sproul's team, you know, Eric and Shelton State. They come in with the lowest batting average of the teams in this year's field. But you know, with Bobby Sproul, you know the pitching is going to be really good, and there'll be some good arms he's going to throw out your ball club coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, anybody who makes it and still playing this time of year is a good club. So we're not really reading into the numbers too much. And, you know, we're going to give it our best and treat them with a lot of respect and know that we're going to have to play extremely well to win the game.
Coaches look at scouting other teams differently. What's your approach typically, Eric, in that? Do you really dive into the numbers, try to watch some video, or is it more you're focused on what your team needs to do correctly and your focus is on what your guys are doing?
You know, we try to stay within, so we do what makes us successful and what our guys are good at. So that's kind of the first approach. But I've got really good assistant coaches, and they dive into video and stats and fastballs and curveballs. So, I mean, our hitters will be the most informed and the most prepared of what they're about to see. And, again, my assistant coaches do all that work, and they do a great job with it.
Eric Horner, Johnson County Community College Cavaliers head coach, joining us on the Jim Davis Show. I want to ask you about the program in general, what Kent Shelley started and you've continued. You have Kansas All-State baseball players, Missouri All-State baseball players, guys that are probably in demand at larger four-year institutions. What's the selling point of Johnson that allows you to kind of reap all the rewards of the great baseball in your region?
Yeah, I mean, Johnson County's administration and the school support athletics extremely well. And, you know, we've got some top-notch facilities, and we've got top-notch academic people to help them out on that aspect. And then, again, I not only believe, but we got some of the best assistant coaches in the country. And so their development, you know, is going to be there as well. So when you can, you know, get kids and promise them great academics and great baseball and great success, a lot of them kind of want to stay local, and a lot of them want to come to Johnson County.
We're talking with Eric Horner, the coach of Johnson County Community College out of Overland Park, Kansas. One guy I do want to mention, and I was remiss in not bringing him up probably first when we talk about your pitchers, is Cole Kuntz. He's the national, tied for the national lead in wins. He's 13-1. He's had a sensational season with 86 strikeouts and 75 in the third innings. Tell us more about Cole, because he has certainly emerged as one of the best pitchers in Division I JUCO baseball.
Yeah, I mean Cole's electric. He's one of the few guys on our staff that can really light up the radar guns. So, you know, we believe in pitchability guys. We believe in strikes. And Cole's kind of a rare kid on our team that can not only pound the zone and has four pitches, but he can reach 94, 95 miles an hour. So, you know, when he gets in that game and he gets amped up, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a 96 this week.
Hey, Eric, appreciate the time. Best of luck again, Shelton State, coming up on Saturday. Don't forget, you can hear every single pitch of the Alpine Bank Junior College World Series on the Team Sports Network. Eric, appreciate the time. Good luck to you and the Cavaliers.